In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is all about love, not about rules, right? No, he's about love and rules, because some of the rules, they show us how to love him and how to love one another. Why reinvent the wheel? You know, people don't change, the very nature of actions don't change. And so if we know what is right and what is wrong, and we see the purpose of those rules, not just obeying them because they're rules, but because they are signposts on the road which leads us to love God above all things and our neighbors as ourselves, then they help us to be holy. You know, why do we read the lives of the saints? Because they show us how to be obedient to God, how to be pleasing to Him, not because they're superheroes, but because they've done it before. You know, that's, you know, why you have teachers. That's why you have coaches. And who is the very best teacher of all? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so our Lord says in this deceptively short gospel reading, which is shows the, you know, generally the shorter the gospel reading, the more dense it is. The longer, the less it has to say. So go figure. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Because really, you know, a part of the relationship of grace is have that communion of love which exists between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That is being opened up to us. And so as the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. You know, that's really what it's all about, is remaining in God's love, which is called a state of grace. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. How do we remain in his love? We keep his commandments. Jesus tells us what to do and what not to do. You know, this whole idea that came from the 60s that, you know, Christianity is some kind of hippie movement. No. Remain in his love by keeping his commandments. Not because of the commandments themselves, but because of where the commandments lead us. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments, now, you know, Jesus was perfectly obedient to the will of the Father. Why? Because he loved the Father. And the Father, and the purpose of the Father was to save us all. So why do we obey Jesus' commandments? Because we love him. And we know Jesus' purpose is to save us and others. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Really, what will fundamentally make us happy, not just in this world, but in the next? Living in Christ's love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.